Welcome to the Construction Industry Podcast. Fresh ideas for today's construction professional. The Construction Industry Podcast is brought to you by Remontech, Remote Monitoring Technologies. Find us on the web at constructionindustrypodcast.com.
And welcome everybody once again. This is episode 6 of the Construction Industry Podcast. Can you believe it? We made it this far? This is the podcast dedicated to helping you as you navigate the waters of the construction industry. Whether you're looking to start your career, looking to improve your professional knowledge, or if you are a construction project or business owner, this is the show for you. On this episode, we're going to talk about marketing in the construction industry. And we're going to have a chat with Mr. Neil Brown of the Construction Marketing Association. I hope you enjoy it. So as I said, today we're going to talk about marketing, okay? And this is a topic that's very close to my heart. As you may know from previous episodes, I work for a small family business called Remontech, Remote Monitoring Technologies. And we provide a service that involves remote monitoring for construction projects. And it's kind of a unique service. It's a service that is innovative, and it's not necessarily on people's minds when they are planning their construction project. So marketing this to the industry is something that we always have to worry about and deal with, and therefore is a topic that's very close to my heart. Now, you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't really have a company, or, you know, I have a job and, you know, they have their own marketing department. Why do I have to worry about this? So, well, in this day and age, even you as an individual need to worry about marketing, and I'll tell you why. If you're applying for a job, or if you're doing anything with anybody that, you know, that doesn't know you, chances are they're going to go and Google your name and to see what you're about. I mean, I do that. If somebody applies for a job, or they contact me out of the blue offering something or anything, one of the first things I do is to look them up. Now, if you're smart, you want to make sure that what shows up on the internet when people search for your name is what you want to show up. Okay? And that's basically marketing. That's marketing yourself. So even if you don't have a company, I recommend you listen to the interview, because Mr. Neil Brown of the Construction Marketing Association had great information that from his organization that is absolutely 100% dedicated to the construction industry. So I asked him some questions, and he gave me some great answers. So I recommend you watch it or listen to it. Can't watch it. Anyway, so without any further ado, this interview is about a topic that I'm really passionate about. So it went a little longer than I expected it to. So I'm just going to segue from here to the interview, and I hope you enjoy it.
And now, our feature segment.
Neil Brown is chairman of the Construction Marketing Association and chief marketing officer of Construction Marketing Advisors. He has been CEO of numerous marketing consulting and creative agencies for the past 15 years, managing some of the biggest brands in the construction sector, including Emerson Electric, USG, and Bosch Tools. Prior to the agency side, Brown was a brand manager at Reliance Electric and Ideal Industries. Later, he served as CMO of an architectural metal manufacturer. Neil is a frequent speaker, author, and contributor to Advertising Age, Marketing News, B2B Magazine, and many others. In 2011, he published the book Wake Up, How to Deploy Modern Marketing in Construction. Neil earned an MBA from Northern Illinois University and a BS Marketing from Southern Illinois University. Neil spoke to me from his office in Illinois. Enjoy the interview. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cesar?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for talking to me today. And you're from Chicago, right?
Correct. Yes. The Construction Marketing Association is based in Naperville, Illinois, which is west of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with that then. Can you tell me what the CMA is and what's your role in it?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the Construction Marketing Association is a nonprofit member organization that works with primarily marketing managers and executives that would work either in construction firms and related, like architectural engineering firms, or they would work for manufacturers or brands that sell to construction firms or engineering firms. So it's really marketing managers and executives in the construction industry would be our members. And what we do is provide a lot of marketing resources and information and training for that type of manager. You know, there's probably no other industry like construction that has so many different types of associations, and whether they're unions or trade associations, what have you. So you know, and I know there's a lot in management and finances and that kind of thing. So we really focus on the marketing aspect of it. And to that end, we have a monthly webcast program. Last month was a webcast on AEC marketing best practices. And that deck is in our archive on the website. By the way, the website is constructionmarketingassociation.org.
Okay.
And there you will find a list of our webcasts and training events. And then beyond that, we have a monthly marketing e-newsletter. And we have so it is a membership organization, and there's a modest fee for annual membership. And if you become a member, you have access to what we call our data bank, our resource data bank, and that will have a lot of white papers and articles and research on the construction industry and how to market better. And then we'll also have lists of editors in construction publications, trade shows in the construction industry, all kinds of different lists and such. So there's a lot of resources for, again, all marketing with a marketing focus to them. And then we have a couple other things I want to bring to your attention. We have an annual marketing awards program that actually is for this year, goes through this Friday, today that is, and so today is the deadline.
Okay.
And here you can enter your marketing projects and programs, whether it's an advertisement or a brochure or website, and you know, all the different functional types of marketing. So we have this, you know, annual awards program, and so there's recognition involved as well. And then our other big initiative, so we've got training, we've got the resources, we've got the awards, and then our other big initiative is a professional certification program. So again, those doing marketing in the construction industry can get certified for their skills and their experience through it's called the Certified Construction Marketing Professional, or CCMP program. And this, by registering for this, and there's a handbook, study guide, and then a web-based examination. And this allows you to if you pass the test, which is, you know, 80% grade, you are then able to use that designation after your name and be recognized for that as well. So that program is coming live by December 1st, and we have a waiting list for that. So that's also available on the website. So.
Okay.
Like your podcast here, we actively engage in social media, and we have a blog that's won two awards. So it's called the ConstructionMarketingBlog.org, and it's a very active blog that has a lot of tips and how-tos on it. And we blog about two or three times a week and all different subjects. And then we end up, we also have a Facebook and a Twitter and a YouTube channel and profiles and such. And we end up pushing some of that blog content into those profiles and, you know, communicating mm-hmm. with this vast construction industry.
Yeah, I think that's how I found you, was through your blog. Very good information there. Yeah, and as we were talking before before the show, I'm very interested in social media and how to market in this new world that we live in now. And so I tried to read a lot, and your blog came up, and I was. Doing some research, and very good information. I'll put a link. So all these websites and these links, the URLs that you're giving me, I'm going to put it on the show notes so the listeners can just go to our website, and it's all going to be there. And there's a lot of, especially with social media, the first episode that we did was an introduction to social media for the construction industry, and we get a lot of hits on that show. I think people are still trying to figure out how to use all of this, and obviously there's
definitely it's a very hot topic, you know, for marketers and how to use it and use it effectively. And I think some in management might feel that that social media is kind of frivolous, you know, or personal, I should say. Mm-hmm. We've really demonstrated how to use it for business purposes and really ultimately lead generation. So. Okay.
Now, this the professional certification program that you're rolling out, does that on the exam, for example, does that cover this new media?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's based on the handbook that. I've been working on throughout the year, mm-hmm. and so it covers that handbook has three modules: strategic marketing, functional marketing, and specialized marketing. Mm-hmm. And so strategic marketing covers things like how to develop a marketing plan and how to do market research, and then some strategic things like positioning, strategy, and segmentation, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then the functional marketing ends up covering all the traditional, like advertising, right. PR, and then goes deep into internet marketing, search engine optimization, and then, of course, social media.
Okay.
So, there's plenty of content on that, and, I think the construction industry is a bit slow to adapt compared to maybe some other industries. And and you're chuckling about that. But there is it's not a silver bullet, but it's part of the puzzle. And I know we talked about your audience, being in the construction industry or owners of construction projects and what have you. And so we all have to market our businesses, right? How do you do it most effectively? And so at the very foundation of that, maybe today versus 10 years ago or longer, is really your website, right? The website ends up being kind of the foundation of a program. But then how do you get potentially customers and prospects to come to that website is really all about search marketing and coming up in searches. And this is where social media can assist in that regard. Mm-hmm. And your podcast here and our blog and those types of activities definitely help build that kind of search authority.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this certification program, I think it's going to be very useful to, let's say, people who have a construction business looking for a company to market their services. There's so many people out there selling themselves as marketing experts or social media experts, and to have somebody who has been through the certification process, has taken an exam, and is familiar with the construction industry and the new media and the more traditional marketing models, to have that certification, I think is just going to be very useful for people hiring them, because we know what this guy's about, and he's been there, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's hard to find qualified vendors, because there is a lot of people that say they're experts and they end up not being. And if you're running a construction firm or you're in the construction industry, marketing is not your primary role, so you're not working in it day to day. So how do you know how to select someone that's skilled? And so, yeah, I think that's part of the puzzle. Marketing ends up being expensive. So you don't really want to experiment with it, right?
Yeah.
And take chances. So certification is part of that. How do you hire qualified vendors and partners to help you in some of these activities? The hot topic is social media, but I implore our members and the clients that I work with to the real leverage is when you integrate traditional with some of the new media.
Right.
That's when you really get powerful results. I think you've experienced that as well.
You were talking about how the construction industry is sometimes a little slow to pick up on new things, and to me, I see that as an opportunity, because it means that it's easier for you to stand out if you're marketing yourself or your business, because you can easily do things that other people are not doing, and as you said, you can be found on searches, and that's how I found you. That's how a lot of people find me. I do these podcasts, and I provide the transcription of the interview on our website, and all the text becomes indexable by Google and Bing and other search engines, and so people are finding us from there, and nobody's doing what we're doing this way, right? So it's I'm doing a lot of it myself. I'm not a marketing professional. It would be really, really nice to have the help of a marketing professional that is familiar with the construction industry and to direct that effort on standing out.
Correct.
So you're standing out the right way and not the wrong way.
Right, and the association can provide some information and tips and resources and training programs, to support those that are digging into marketing. And then we have an agency affiliate, so we have a group that we partner with the association that can provide some marketing services. And so I've got a couple of assets that I want to share with you, your listeners and your folks that participate in this. And
okay.
And we talked about one of them. We've got this great white paper on construction lead services. And I know when we wrote about it, we were hard-pressed to find kind of a comparison of the many different construction lead services out there. And most people know about the big ones like Dodge Reports from McGraw-Hill and Reed Construction Data.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of regional ones.
Yeah.
There's lead services that specialize just in government projects as well. So there's a whole realm, and if you're a trade contractor or a general contractor or a construction project owner, there's the lead services end up being a good they're a key aspect to what could be your marketing program. So that white paper is available to members on the association website. And then if you're not a member, you can get it for a modest fee. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, just last week we did a webcast on AEC marketing best practices, architectural engineering construction firm best marketing practices, and we just blogging about it today, actually, the summary of the webcast, and so this blog is free. You can go to theconstructionmarketingblog.org, and we will have within the blog a list of the top 10 things a construction firm can be doing to market their services.
That's fantastic.
So this was generated from this great panel that we had that was all from the construction industry. And we had one panelist from Reed Construction Data. Mm-hmm. And, so we created this list of top 10. And we have a national survey that we did on best practices. And we identified the different types of marketing that construction firms are doing and what's most effective and what's least effective. So that's the kind of thing that we're doing with our webcasts and then our white papers. So the white paper is available. The summary of the webcast is available. You can sign up for free feeds to our blog. And I think this might be interesting to your constituents. We have a lot of free stuff, that's available. But one of them is a free marketing evaluation service. So you can register for a marketing evaluation, and we actually do it as a marketing report card with a grade to it. So we actually grade your marketing, and we call it the marketing report card, and what is your marketing GPA, your marketing grade point average. So we actually develop, we measure four different aspects of your marketing as individual grades, and then we come up with a composite GPA, just like academia, just like school. So, and you get this one-page marketing report card. So this is a free service, and you can find this on the association homepage, the link to the registration form for it. And I believe those that register for it will find it interesting, and they might find it, somewhat critical as well, but objective, So I guess I'll share with you that, a lot of folks think they're doing their marketing really well.
Yeah.
And because they got an article placed, last April. Well, so that's not going to get a very high grade if that's the extent of their marketing program. Everyone has a website. So what is the SEO on your website? How much search optimization do you have on that website? So, we measure that. That's one of the grades, and then we measure. Do you have an ongoing marketing program? And most in the construction industry don't. Going to be graded rather harshly, so it's not for everyone. You might not want that kind of objective criticism, but it's there.
Now, how much is the annual the fee for being a member of the CMA?
Sure, it's $169 U.S. And there's also some corporate, if you sign up five or more, you can do that for, a much lower fee. So there's some of that. We have a few corporate members.
Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing value for what you get for the whole year.
And that's U.S., so the Canadian dollar, we all know, is worth more. So
yeah,
it's being a discount, right?
right now, I think it's 1-to-1. So it's, but I think it. Yeah, it's there. Like one day we're a little over, the next day a little under. So on average, as I said, you want to be different than the competition, and you need to and all these resources there, you know, you're telling me about them and I have a big grin on my face because I'm going to use them. I know it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me. Okay, I'd like to switch gears a little bit because I'd like to talk about becoming a construction marketer. Like, what is the career path for someone in construction marketing? Do you usually start in the construction business and then move on to marketing, or you usually marketing professionals who specialize in the construction sector? I ask this because there might be people who are in the industry and they've been marketing their own company, or and they might see this as a career for them, and I always like to have options, and you know, maybe this is something that they can pursue.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it could come from a number of different backgrounds and education backgrounds as well. But, you know, I think if you're working for a construction firm very often, it might be that you're growing within that firm, you know, that you didn't have maybe a marketing background, and you end up working for the firm and doing marketing as an assignment over time. But so I would say that's probably pretty common for small to mid-size construction businesses. Now, as you you know, the larger, when we look at the ENR top 100 construction firms and the big you know, Turners and Bechtels and such, I believe that you probably to be in that type of a marketing role, you probably do have to have the marketing education, you know, which would be marketing or journalism or communications degree, or maybe a master's or MBA as well. So, so you know, company size is one aspect, and then the other part of the market is the, if you work on the manufacturer or the brand side, and you're selling to the construction market, again, it could be, do you have construction and marketing experience? Then I think you're extremely valuable to the brand or the manufacturer. But I've also seen a lot of clients and folks on the brander side not have construction industry experience and just be trained in marketing or have the education in marketing, and they end up working for that type of firm and learning the construction industry. So it's kind of, it can be from a number of different backgrounds, I would say, but maybe in a lot of the people that would listen to this podcast are probably more in the construction industry, or you know, owners of construction projects, so they may have grown up in the construction market and have that experience, and then so without maybe the marketing educational background, so that's why, you know, if you end up becoming a member of the association or participating in, you know, the monthly webcasts are free as well, so so you can learn marketing as well.
And, so that'd be good advice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be good advice to construction professional who might be looking at going the marketing route. I guess it's to check out the CMA website and learn more about the industry that way.
Okay. Absolutely.
Now, what are some of the challenges that are specific to construction marketers as opposed to other marketing professionals? Like, what are the challenges that are unique to the construction industry when you're trying to market?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the challenges, you know, of recent is that it's been one of the most difficult markets financially, right? So construction activity is been reduced a great deal, so I think that's a challenge, and then, you know, consequently, budgets have been reduced, so we're trying to do more with less, and you know, the outlook is not excellent either. It's very, very slow growth, and then there's certain categories that are not doing well at all. So you know, there's bright spots, different verticals, whether it's healthcare or education or government or municipal projects. You know, there's still some bright spots here and there or regionally, but otherwise, you know, you're hard pressed to find the high growth that we've experienced in years past. So that's a real challenge. I would say the other is that in the construction industry, marketing isn't always given the authority or importance of other functions within the company. You know, so some marketing ends up, you know, not getting the attention. So I think in this economy and with that, you know, kind of secondary importance to marketing, if you're working in on the marketing side, you really need to demonstrate measurability and results in your marketing efforts, which is with traditional marketing was always challenging. Some of the electronic marketing, SEO and email, and some of the web-based and internet-based marketing, there is more measurability. You know, you can measure website registrations and leads from that. You can measure email campaigns and click-through rates and even some of the social media, you know, Facebook, YouTube, they have dashboards that allow you to get some level of measurement. So, So it's all about generating leads, and you know, ideally tying that back to sales and RFPs and you know, one thing that came up on our AEC broadcast or webcast last week was that you know, you really want to be sole sourced. You don't want to just be relying on RFPs, because RFPs means, you know, they might be looking at many other firms as well. Mm-hmm. So you really want to get to the position where they're picking up the phone to call you for what right. your role, you know, in the construction industry. So in essence, they're sole sourcing, mm-hmm. you know, because of a relationship. So that's a good point that you have. You know, you have customer retention, relationship building, mm-hmm. and then you have customer acquisition. So how do you acquire new customers? Mm-hmm. And you might have different marketing activities for each of those.
Right. I'm reading a book on selling construction services to the selling services to the construction industry, and the book emphasizes the fact that we need to choose the companies we want to work for, and then start from that, right? Instead of just
correct,
you know, throwing your net wide.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, that came up on our best practices webcast last week. You know, about really spending time identifying the profile of what your best customer is. You know, what's the best fit, and trying not to be everything to everybody. You know,
right.
Yeah. So it's got to be a profitable relationship and mm-hmm. sustainable and all that. So. So yeah, that did come up.
And as you said, it's a lot easier now to measure the results of your efforts. I read it once that you probably know this because you're in the field, but in traditional marketing, 50% of money you spend on marketing is wasted, but you never knew which 50% it was.
Correct.
And now you can actually.
They always said that about advertising.
Advertising, yeah. And now you can know, right? Like, oh, that didn't work, you know, and now we can just tweak as we go, and it's easier to show what's working, what's not. And so, okay.
Correct. You bet.
Now, I have a question here from somebody on LinkedIn who asked me to ask you, and I hope I'm not butchering the name. The name is Adewumi Olakunyi. Okay. And this person would like to know what's the best and most effective mode of construction marketing.
Well, that's a pretty broad question, and it did come up. That was a question during our webcast, if there's a single most. So it's tricky because it's, there's really not any single bullet out there. I know how I answered the question on last week's webcast, and it was, I kind of feel like you have to have your website in order. You know, your website has to be search optimized, and so many websites aren't. There's a free tool called WebsiteGrader.com.
Okay.
And just like it sounds, WebsiteGrader, GRADER.com. Mm-hmm. And you can put in your domain name, and it will spit out a report, a real-time report, and give you a grade, from 1 to 100. Just like the university. So, and if your grade isn't in the 90th percentile, you're pretty much doing a bad job on optimizing your website. So, and more often than not, construction firms in particular are going to have failing grades. So, but the nice thing about this report is that it will tell you some of the problems that are inhibiting a better grade. And some of them are very, very basic. So, I think a lot of people think that websites are great because aesthetically they look very nice. You know, in the construction category, they would have, sexy pictures of their latest projects and that kind of thing. So that's all fine and dandy, but it's all about search optimization. So I would put a lot of eggs in that basket for that, what we talked about, customer acquisition aspect. Mm-hmm. Not so much customer retention, but customer acquisition. And that's, search is all about acquisition. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are your thoughts about this? The challenges of marketing a product or service in an industry where the criterion for selection is usually simply the lowest bidder. How do you win business you're not willing to just lose money on a job, for example?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, and that comes back to not being so bound to reacting to RFPs, so you end up establishing customer relationships that last, and you do that by at some point you win a project, you exceed expectations, you end up being so important to your customer that they wouldn't consider going anywhere else. So, reasonable fees are part of it, but in the end, when within the construction industry, these projects are multi-million dollars, right? They're big projects. There's a lot of risk associated with these big projects. So you don't want to make a mistake. So if you have a good vendor, a good supplier, a good subcontractor, you don't want to lose that. So you need to get in that position. So do you get in with a new customer by, bidding it at cost or something? I mean, I can't answer that, but it ends up, you've got to pay your overhead sustain your company as well financially. So long term, you can't do that. You need to build your brand. It's your reputation and your brand are one and the same. So you need need to be able to demonstrate value, and more often than not, companies in the construction category show case studies of projects they worked on. And it's got to be deeper than pretty pictures as well. So you've got to show, other aspects like on-time delivery and total cost of ownership and return on investment and financial measures, meeting mm-hmm. financial targets and that kind of thing. So there's no easy answer, but that's the silver bullet if anyone can figure that out. And it's inherent to the construction industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. What we provide is remote monitoring for construction projects. It's not a service that is on people's minds right away. So it's rarely on RFPs. So our challenge is in which part of the project cycle do you come in and start that relationship? Is it before they write the RFP so they make sure that they include a service like ours in it? Or is it after the contract has been awarded and we approach the contractor, which usually they don't have any budget for anything because they're the lowest bidder, and they try to, they like what we do, but they can't afford it, so they try to sell it to the owners, right? So now we have that person in between. So it's always a challenge for us. But what you said makes a lot of sense, which is the having that relationship, right? So I'd say 95% of our work is repeat business. Because for some fluke, let's say before we were doing a lot of effort in marketing, we got a new client and we weren't even trying. It's just, I think, the nature of who we are to create that relationship and that bond. And then for when that client had another project, they would just phone us, hey, have another one coming up, I'd like to have you guys again. And it's done that way. And I think that's a lot easier than just trying to, be looking for RFPs, as you said, and trying to lower your price so you win it. Right. And when you can have that relationship with somebody, they wouldn't even look at other people. They know that you can do it. They trust you, and they just, they phone you and they know how much you cost, right? But I think the challenge is to increase the number of clients like that, which I call gold clients, right? And that's to me, that's the hardest part. And I think that's where social media and provides ways for you to engage with other people and start that communication, that relationship. And you guys are doing a great job with the CMA by providing all that content, and I'm sure there's people finding that and looking to you for anything construction marketing related because of that, and that's really smart.
Yeah, well, we hope so, and we're a young organization. We were founded about 2 years ago, so we're growing gradually and nicely. And so, I think we're providing a unique service to a big industry, and marketing, I think, is getting more important in the construction industry because of the economic environment and because of the competitive nature of everything. Long term, I think marketing will be continue to be gain importance in the construction industry.
Yeah, and I think because of how easy it is to measure now, it's becoming less of an art. It's subjective and more of a science, and you can actually measure and put your efforts in smartly and. When people see results, they see the value, right? And I think now is the time for marketing, I think, with the new Web 2.0. And,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. Well, can I email you some different assets that you can place as links to some of your readers and such.
Yeah, you can do that, okay. And I'll put right on top of the show notes. So if you visit constructionindustrypodcast.com and look for the show notes on this episode, the links will be there. And
sounds good.
All right.
Well, thanks for including me, Caesar. Oh. And I look forward to talking with you in the future, and collaborating, and in the spirit of new marketing, we should reciprocal link and that kind of stuff.
For sure. Yeah. And
sounds good. Well, I appreciate your call.
No, thanks. Thanks for helping, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank
you. Bye. So that's it, everybody, for our sixth episode of our Construction Industry Podcast that's brought to you by Remontech Remote Monitoring Technologies. I hope you got as much as I did from this interview with Mr. Neil Brown from the Construction Marketing Association. Marketing, as you can see, is a very timely topic right now with social media and all that's going on in the world. And I recommend you check out the links I did, and they're phenomenal. You can check us on the web at constructionindustrypodcast.com. And remember, you can always subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or RSS feed, so you can listen to it as you drive or as you work out or doing your morning walk. And for that, you can go to constructionindustrypodcast.com, select this episode, and you can see the links there how you can subscribe. Until next time, thanks for listening.